Welcome to Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Precision and NVIDIA, where innovation meets real-world impact in high-performance computing.
The slogan, GTC, lost the day, 2026, not even sure anymore. I'm here with Iman of Protopia AI. So Iman, give us a little background, who you are, what you do at Protopia AI, and just a brief overview of the company.
Thank you, Logan. My name is Iman. I'm the CEO and founder at Protopia AI. We are an inference privacy layer for AI agents, AI factories, and we enable high utilization, multi-tenant compute on inference backends.
Okay. So you've said a lot of words. Let's break those words down. So let's talk a little bit. I see a dancing claw kind of in the background. Everyone loves crustaceans. Tell us a little bit about, let's start with the privacy piece. What does Protopia AI do from a privacy and security standpoint for AI deployments?
Yeah, so the little visual you're seeing in the back, we call it SafeClaw. We actually did a live stream on NVIDIA's the developer live stream on Wednesday last week about this, where we introduced the notion that in OpenClaw agentic systems, a lot of people talk about the only way for keeping data private is to try to host the actual language models that the agent's going to try to talk to locally. But what we're showing using our privacy-preserving technology that we call stained glass transform, which is what jacket the claw is wearing there, okay, is that you can have your OpenClaw agent talk to a hosted model without needing to actually send the sensitive information in plain text to that hosted model. Yeah. So let's say your agentic system wants to go through your emails and find things that it's going to notify you of. That classification of what email you need to know about doesn't need to expose your emails to the hosted model. And so that's what our product enables. Stained Glass Transform is something that runs on your local agent in order to connect to the hosted model. So that's an example of privacy for agentic AI, okay, using hosted models.
Okay, so we've got kind of a follow-up, right? So say, you know, I don't know if I would let OpenClaw have access to my corporate emails. That's another thing. But let's say I did. Like, we're kind of talking about, you know, that point, like, is it an encryption? Like, what are you actually, like, the layer in between, like, what are you exposing to ultimately give the agent and that host, well, not hosted model, but like, let's say you're using like ChatGPT, what is it? What's the newest one? 5.2 or whatever. You've opened that, you have it connected to an API. Like, what are you doing to protect that data? Is it limiting the data that's sent? I mean, you don't have to share any like proprietary information. I'm just more curious.
No, that's a great question. So the technology is not encryption, because encryption would imply that there are keys and there is a reverse function to go back from the encrypted data to the original data. Here, the stained glass transforms that are created for target models, they're one-way functions. There are no keys involved, and you go from raw plain text tokens to what we call stochastic or randomized embeddings. And those randomized embeddings are created in a way that the target model will still be able to operate accurately. And so the thing that you are sending are those random representations, which are not reversible. There is no reverse function to go back to the original plain text, but the target model will still be able to operate based on it. And those randomized transformations are learned. They're machine learning models themselves, and they're learned for a given target model.
Okay. So give us, for those that have listened, never heard of Protopia AI, like, who are some of the, you don't have to name names, but like some of the industries or customers that you work with where you've seen, you know, adoption of your product?
Yeah, for sure. So there's three or four main categories. Obviously, as you can imagine, in the federal space and in the government space, this is something that's high priority. So we do have customers in the federal space. We recently actually at GTC yesterday announced a new customer that is in the SLED space. So it's a management consulting firm called MGT that provides customized solutions for state and local type customers. And they've stood up now an AI experience center that is going to enable workflows for state and local without needing those customers to share their plain raw information with the managed service. And then also in the AI application provider space, especially those that work with enterprises. So we've had a couple of customer spotlights here. Provost is one company that does financial services kind of analysis for high net worth families, but again, doesn't need to incorporate the information in order to bring that service to them.
Yeah. All right. That's amazing. So you've heard it here first. Iman, basically, where can, if somebody's listening, you know, where can they find information about Protopia AI? What's the website? Where can they connect with you? What's the best way to get in contact with you?
Yeah, so Protopia AI is the website. On LinkedIn, you can also find us under Protopia AI. This particular NVIDIA live stream that we did on Wednesday is a really interesting place to learn more details. And we have in there a way for you to also communicate what models you might want to see this sort of inference privacy layer for, or what hosting systems you might want to see it for. And also there's a raffle for an NVIDIA DGX Spark on there. So we're actively expanding our partnerships right now.
Amazing. Protopia AI, check it out. This is Logan live from GTC, and we're out.
This podcast was produced in partnership with Amaze Media Lab.